This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And our telephone number here at the station, if you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial, love to get you on the air right now at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. We'll get you on the air with CJ and Malia of Klaus Financial. The website at Klaus Financial, klausfinancial.com. That's spelled K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Great resource. You can learn more about the separate divisions at Klaus Financial. You can also sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. It's a great snapshot of what's going on each and every week, in the markets, as well as a link to the most recent podcast. Again, that's all at klausfinancial.com. And their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget, no charge for that initial get to know you appointment at Klaus Financial. It is complimentary. And again, joining us this morning, CJ Klaus and Malia Cuevas. How are you guys doing today?
Good morning, Sean. Doing great. How have you been?
I'm doing really well. Great to talk with you. CJ, Malia, how are you?
I'm doing well. I'm just curious how your Christmas list is going. Have you taken care of everybody on that list?
I took care of someone.
That's all you need to take care of is her. Yeah, so exactly. Let's just start with that.
Exactly. And everything goes a whole lot smoother when that goes on. So we've got a really important show today. We're going to talk about three letters that mean oh so much, which are RMD. We'll get the ins and outs of that. And of course, we will be doing a Klaus Quiz Question Week again this week. And you guys have offered up another fantastic prize this week, $25 gift card to Target. We'll tell you how you can win that a little bit later on the program. Just a little tip, though, with the Klaus Quiz Question Week. Typically, both the question and answer come up during the program. So it's kind of a little opportunity, almost like a cheat sheet. If you listen closely, you'll get the answer. Again, just listen closely. We'll tell you how you can win a little bit later on the program. As a matter of fact, before we get rolling on this week's conversation about RMDs, let's take a look back at last week's Klaus Quiz Question Week. Not only get the question, but get the answer there as well.
Yes, so thanks for listening last week. Michael of Stoughton called in with the correct answer. The question was, in the United States, an average retirement spans how many years? Is it 23 years or 18? Of course, many of you are going to have above average retirement spans, so don't be limited. But the question was average. So the average retirement actually lasts about 18 years. So congratulations again to Michael. Thanks for listening and listen carefully today.
Really good stuff. And I'll be doing one of those a little bit later on in the program. Now, every industry has its fair share of acronyms. I don't know what it is about retirement planning and financial. Seems to have a little bit more than most. And of course, when it comes to acronyms, we talk about them on this show. They're so important. And today we're going to be talking about one of the more important ones as well is RMDs. Let's talk a little bit about what those are and why people need to know all about them.
Acronyms all over the RMD, QCD, SEC, FINRA. Oh my goodness.
Let's just
goodness.
Stick to one today, CJ.
I know. Sorry. I get up on these tangents and Malia has to reel me back in. So we are focusing today on one, although I have to admit I'm laughing because I have show notes in front of me. For those who don't know, we do try to stick to a script a little bit.
Sure.
And even the one that we're going to talk about, which is RMD, and that stands for Required Minimum Distribution. Just to mix things up, it has an iteration of it called MRD, which is Minimum Required Distribution, which is just hilarious because we can't even keep it to one acronym for one concept. But anyway, okay. If you've been putting away money into retirement funds in your retirement plan for, you know, many decades or more, your accounts have been growing tax deferred, which is obviously a really good thing for your portfolio. But unfortunately, you cannot keep pre-tax retirement funds in your account indefinitely. The IRS does want to eventually start collecting their tax on that money. Now, quick side note here. Often people will say, well, that's double taxation. It's actually not. You're wrong, unfortunately. You did not pay federal or state income tax when you put money into that pre-tax 401k or IRA. So it went in pre-tax. It's been growing what's called tax deferred. So it's reasonable to assume that as you pull the money out, you'd have to pay tax. That is the reason why the IRS wants to put a limit on this, by the way, is they want to keep enough money in general circulation that they're able to get their tax dollars off of it. So with that aside, your required minimum distribution is the minimum amount you have to withdraw from your account each year once you reach a certain age. Now, you can withdraw more than the minimum required amount. So you do need to think about the implications of required minimum. It doesn't mean it's a required maximum. It's just a required minimum. and your withdrawals from your retirement accounts will be included in your taxable income, except for any part that would be after-tax basis. Although I'll be frank with you, that's going to be very, very rare. Under most circumstances, your minimum distribution is going to include just all of that pre-tax money that's going to show up as taxable income to you. Now, remember, Roth IRAs, at least, are not typically part of this unless they were inherited. So again, Roth IRAs are typically not part of the minimum distribution calculation because, again, why would the IRS force you to take out money that's not taxable anyways? Now, there's more to that. My brain just goes all over the place. There's a lot more to that. Truth be told, there's a lot of things in the IRS code that don't make tax sense, but in the case of the Roth, this does. The question is when you must begin taking these distributions out, and of course, from where you must take them out, and how much must be taken out. And things were actually changed recently in 2020 as it relates to these particular questions. So let's begin with the when. Previously, we had discussed for years on this show that the required minimum distribution age was 70 and a half, which another annoying factor about our business is that we use half birthdays. I don't know why. But the good news is with the passing of the SECURE Act, which stands for Setting Every Community Up for Retirement Enhancements, that was signed into law in December of 2019, by the way. With the passage of that act, you generally have to start taking withdrawals from your IRA, simple IRA, SEP IRA, that pre-tax retirement account now by age 72. So again, it used to be 70 and a half. Now it's 72. However, there is some breakoff point here because some of you are going, oh, great. Well, I started and now I can stop. No, there's some math you need to do. So if your 70th birthday is July 1st, 2019 or later. So again, if your 70th birthday is July 1st, 2019 or later, you do not have to take withdrawals until you reach age 72. Another way to say that is if you were not 70 and a half by the end of 2019, your required minimum distribution age is 72. Okay. If it's before that, then your minimum distribution age was 70 and a half, and you've got to continue taking those minimum distributions on the original table.
Really good stuff. Talking this morning with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. If you have a question for CJ and Malia, love to get you on the air right now at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Love to get you on the air with our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. So as we talk about when and we talk about some of the IRAs, let's talk a little bit about a breakdown, some more of those numbers.
Yeah. So, you know, we start to shift to, well, from where? And the minimum distribution rules that I just discussed apply to traditional IRAs, SEP IRAs, simple IRAs, 401k plans, 403bs, 457s, profit sharing plans, and other defined contribution plans. Now, there is an exception to this inside of the employer-sponsored plans, at least, that if you are still working and eligible to make contributions, you actually don't have to start taking a minimum distribution, even if you're of age. So say I'm 73 years old, still working, still contributing to my 401k plan. That 401k plan money does not have a minimum distribution on it until I am no longer eligible to contribute. Back to all the exceptions. This reminds me of the English language. Yes. See my brain? The English language is the same way. It's like I before E except after C, you know, and as a neighbor in way, there's all these exceptions to the rule. Okay. The Roth accounts, however, as we talked about, do not have required minimum distributions unless, so here's the exception, unless it was an inherited Roth IRA. And then typically you either have to pull it out over your life expectancy or 10 years, depending upon when you inherited that money. And Roth 401ks, for whatever crazy reason, do have a minimum distribution. So for those of you that are out there that have an old 401k plan that includes both Roth and pre-tax money, and you are taking out minimum distributions right now, like stop and change that. Just simply roll over that money into a Roth IRA and a traditional IRA, and then you will no longer be required to pull money out of the Roth IRA for minimum distribution reasons. So just a little pro tip there.
Great information, great guidance as well, and great things to keep in mind. If you have questions, whether it's about RMDs or any type of retirement planning, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial would love to answer your question right now. We'd love to get you on the air. Our telephone number here at the station, 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Mention the website to learn more about Kloss Financial. It is klossfinancial.com. That's spelled K-L-A-A-S Financial. clausfinancial.com. Great resource. You can learn more about Claus Financial online. Their telephone number, 442-5637. Don't forget, no charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Claus Financial. That conversation is complimentary. Again, their telephone number, 442-5637. We'll continue our conversation with CJ and Malia of Claus Financial next as Money in Motion with Claus Financial continues right here, 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Claus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Hanging out with our retirement planning professionals, CJ Claus and Malia Cuevas. Of course, they come to us from Claus Financial, the website, clausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. And their telephone number for the office right here in Madison, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Or if you have a question, love to get you on the air right now at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Talking about RMDs, required minimum distribution. So let's talk about the amount as when we talk about that required minimum distribution, how is that calculated each year? And I have, if I remember right, and, you know, I get a little foggy sometimes, but it does change. It does change from year to year. Am I off on that?
No, you're correct. So it's important to understand there are basically two changing parts of the equation every year for yourself specifically. So first, your age most likely will change. It goes up by a year. And your account balances on your retirement accounts obviously adjust year by year as well. So as CJ mentioned, 2020 was a unique, it has been unique in many ways, but particularly for RMDs because of the passage of the CARES Act, which allowed not only what we had at the beginning of the year, the SECURE Act, which CJ mentioned about adjusting the age for RMDs. But then we had the CARES Act passed in March. So a lot of legislation passed, which in this case affected RMDs as well. It actually allowed people to skip them for calendar year 2020. So many of our listeners are probably familiar with that. You had the choice of skipping them. We've never really seen that happen before. It's not as of today, as of this minute, not supposed to happen for 2021. But, you know, something can always change. We never know. Legislators are working fast right now. So the point being here that you had a choice in 2020, you could defer them till next year. You don't have to take out double next year, but interesting caveat that was adjusted. So again, moving into 2021, RMDs should come out as scheduled for your particular situation. So what's the equation? So you take your December 31st, prior year retirement balances. And so again, if you're currently working, as CJ mentioned, putting money into your 401k, you could leave that particular retirement balance out. But you would collectively add up all of those balances of the IRAs or old 401ks, and you divide that number by your life expectancy factor. And that is determined by the IRS Uniform Lifetime Table. So that table outlines the percentage for calculating those RMDs during your lifetime, and you can actually access that on the irs.gov website. Or you can type in investor.gov and find an automatic RMD calculator. So if you go to irs.gov, they give you a little worksheet you can do by hand. They can print it out and do it by hand, or I'd recommend going for the automatic RMD calculator just to get a sense of how many dollars are we actually talking about for yourself. So an example, current table for 2021 shows that if you're turning 72 in 2021 and you take your account balances of those pre-tax accounts on December 31st of this year and either divide it by your life expectancy factor, which is 25.6, or multiply your account balance by 3.91%. So numbers here, let's say your account balance was $100,000, then you'd have to take out $3,900 in 2021, and you would pay taxes on that amount. So that $3,900 would be added to any other taxable income you have. So very, very interesting to kind of figure out what kind of dollars, even if you're projecting out a few years from now, what would that likely look like in your case? Again, you could always take out more. You just have to take out the minimum. And yes, you do have to pay taxes. So some other interesting things to know. If you have a younger spouse, if the sole beneficiary of your IRA for the entire year and your younger spouse is 10 years younger than you, you can actually use a different table. It's called the joint life expectancy table. And the amount you're required to take out of your IRAs is actually less because they know that at some point this is going to most likely pass to another generation. There's also special rules regarding death and divorce with RMDs. So we're not going to touch those today. Another important thing is there are new tables. They've already been developed. And that, when I'm talking about uniform life tables. So after reviewing improvements in mortality, people are generally living longer. The RMD life expectancy tables were last updated in 2002. They've now been updated, and the IRS is planning to actually push those out in 2022. So you'll actually see that go into effect, which means you'll have to take out a little less because they know you're living a little longer. And then finally, this is a big question we get from people. They're like, so do I have to take out this RMD from every single retirement account each year? Well, no, you have to, you need to aggregate those account balances, and you could, in fact, take it out from one single retirement account. Does not have to be pro rata. So it's an important concept for people to understand. A lot of unless, information.
Sorry to jump in. Unless it's 401k and IRA. So if you have a bunch of pre-tax IRA, simple IRA, SEP IRA, traditional IRA, you can pull it all out of those. But if you have a 401k plan, that actually does have to be pulled out separately. So talk to your accountant about these things,
right,
a lot of details.
Really good information. Really interesting stuff, too, as always. As we talk with CJ and Malia, if you have questions for our retirement planning professionals, Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss, we'd love to get you on the air with your question right now at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. You can also learn more about Kloss Financial online, their website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And their telephone number, 442-5637. Don't forget that first appointment at Kloss Financial. That conversation, it is complimentary. All you got to do is pick up the phone, give them a call, 442-5637. We'll continue our conversation with CJ and Malia. We'll also do the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. We'll do all of that next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Talking with Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Don't forget, we do this each and every Thursday morning at 8 a.m. We can always call in during the show. Also, you can, of course, call the office at 442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary. Again, their number, 442-5637. And the website, klossfinancial.com. That's Kloss, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. One of the things, too, I know about the IRS is two words they don't use often is, oh, that's cool. They typically say, ooh, there's going to be a penalty. So let's talk about if you are in a position where, yeah, you forget or you neglect to kind of take out that RMD for that year. Is the IRS going to be like, oh, that's cool. That's fine. We'll make it up next year. What's kind of the guidance there?
Yeah. Ah, that's cool is not in the lingo of the IRS. Good point, Sean. But, you know, as Malia was going through a prior section, mm-hmm. something we do for one another is we say, hey, let's think about this from a consumer's perspective and how can we try to make these topics that are so financial and complex relatable to the consumer. And Malia did such a great job of kind of showing us the calculation. And I can imagine for some of you listening, there's this thing of like, Yeah, but what does that mean for me? And how about this? And what if I don't need the minimum distribution? And what do I do with the minimum distribution? And then you hear about these concepts called qualified charitable distributions, which is another acronym of QCD. My encouragement to you would be, this show is not meant to build mastery of the topics. I wish it could build mastery, but it probably won't. This show is meant to educate, to pique interest, to hopefully help you do some of the stuff on your own, but then to make you recognize if I want to master it, I probably need to go get a CFP, which takes quite a bit of time, or I need to rely on experts. And that sounds so self-serving, doesn't it? That is really not my intent. I can tell you each one of these intricate topics leads to a whole series of education and personal interpretations. So my encouragement to all of you is seek out good counsel. Does not need to be us by any stretch of the imagination, but it needs to be someone who you can trust, who has mastery of these topics and can interpret it for you. Now, as it relates to what Sean was saying, oh, it's cool. IRS never does that. If you fail to take your minimum distribution by the deadline, there is a 50% penalty on the amount of the shortfall. Let me read that. If you fail to take out your minimum distribution by the deadline, there's a 50% penalty on the amount of the shortfall that you missed. So if I was supposed to take out $4,000 from my IRA, as Malia was giving us an example of, about $100,000 in my IRA, about $4,000 I was supposed to pull out. And maybe I took out $2,000, but I forgot to take out the other two. Well, of the two that I forgot to take out, there's a 50% penalty on top of the fact that I still need to pull out that money from the prior year that I missed. Now, if you find yourself in this circumstance, talk to an accountant and then immediately work on filing Form 5329, and that is asking for a waiver of the penalty from the IRS. The IRS will give a waiver for good cause, but you're going to have to create a story that they believe. Saying my dog ate the you know, homework won't work. So we get questions about minimum distributions and whether or not you should take them from inherited IRAs. And the answer is yes. Inherited IRAs and Roth IRAs, for that matter, are also subject to required minimum distributions. But how they get calculated is actually different, another area of complexity. Prior to 2022, so if you inherited Roth or pre-tax money prior to 2020, you would be able to take out the minimum distributions over your life expectancy. So you go to the IRS tables, look at your life expectancy, apply the divisor, and boom, a number spits out from those accounts. However, if you're inheriting money after 2020, so January 1st of 2020 or anywhere thereafter, now you have 10 years to pull out all the money. So there's no longer a minimum annual distribution. They just say you've got 10 years to pull it all out.
Really?
This is a big deal, a really big deal in my humble opinion. Sorry, Sean, I cut you off a little bit. It's a big deal because for those who have been thinking, well, you know, no big deal, I'll leave my Roth money to my kids or grandkids and they'll have it for their entire life expectancy. This was a big planning topic for financial advisors like Malia and I. What I'd say to you is that's all changed. And now your beneficiary is going to have 10 years to get that money out. And now you need to probably be a little more strategic. One thing you might need to be more strategic about is this little thing called Roth conversions. So that's a whole nother show, but bottom line here is be aware when you inherit retirement accounts, you either have to take it out over your life expectancy or now more recently over 10 years.
Really important stuff. And real quick, we've got Jason joining us. Jason, welcome to the program. You're on the air with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas of Kloss Financial.
Hi there, thank you. The question I had is if I'm pulling out my required minimum out of a retirement, can I put that directly into an HSA account?
Ah, that's a great question. So HSAs, I believe, still require earned income. So the answer is yes, Jason, but it's not what you're thinking. And so what I mean by that is it can't be a one for one. You can't take it out of the IRA and put it right in there directly. But the IRS says, hey, we don't care where the money comes from. You just have to have earned income to offset the HSA contribution. So you sound young. I'm going to assume you're young. Say you have a minimum distribution from an inherited retirement account. You pull that money out. It goes into your checking account. And then you decide to use physically that money to make the HSA contribution. Sure, you can do that, but you have to have earned income to offset the contribution into the HSA. Am I making sense?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Jason, really good question this morning. That's something I hadn't even thought of, and a really good question. Thanks for calling this morning. Don't forget, of course, Kloss Financial is always there for you. You can give them a call right at the office, no charge for the initial get to know you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary. Their telephone number 442-5637. The website klossfinancial.com. That's KLAAS financial.com. Time now for the Kloss Quiz Question Week. It works like this. In just a moment, I'll ask you the Kloss Quiz Question Week. You'll then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Kloss Financial office right here in Madison at 608-442-5637. And if you are the first caller with the correct answer, you'll win this week's prize, which is a $25 gift card to Target. This week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week is this. At what age must you begin to take required minimum distributions from your retirement accounts if you were born after June 30th, 1949. Is it 55, 69, or 72? Telephone number 442-5637. First call with that correct answer will win that $25 gift card to Target. Don't forget as well, that is Kloss Financial's office right here in Madison. No charge for the initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary. Again, their telephone number 442-5637. CJ, Malia, always great hanging out with you. We'll see you in a week.
Thanks, Sean.
Thanks.
Take care, guys. Full Scope comes your way next right here, 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, a registered investment advisor registered with the SEC. The content of this show is for informational purposes only and should not be considered individual investment advice. Kloss Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Kloss Financial.